Book of Revelation. Chapter 1. A revelation of Yahshua Messiah, which Elohim gave to him to show to his slaves, things which must shortly come to pass. And he signified by sending through his cherub to his slave John, who testified of the word of Elohim and the witness of Yahshua Messiah, even as many things as he saw. Blessed is the one reading, and those hearing the words of this prophecy, and keeping the things having been written, for the time is near. John to the seven congregations in Asia. Grace to you, and peace, from the one who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Even from Yahshua Messiah, the faithful witness, the firstborn out of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him loving us and washing us from our sins by his blood, and made us kings and priests to Yahweh, even his Father. To him is the glory and the might forever and ever, Amen. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye will see him, and the ones who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Yes, Amen. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the ending, says Adonai Yahweh, the one who is, and who was, and who is coming, the Almighty. I, even your brother John, and co-sharer in the affliction, and in the kingdom and patience of Yahshua Messiah, came to be in the island being called Patmos because of the word of Elohim, and because of the witness of Yahshua Messiah. I came to be in the Spirit on the day of Yahweh, and I heard behind me a great voice, as of a trumpet, saying, What you see, write in a scroll, and send to the seven congregations of Asia. To Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice which spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden menorahs, and in the midst of the seven menorahs one like the Son of Man, wearing a garment down to the feet, and having his breasts girded with a golden girdle. And the hairs of his head were white as white wool, as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like burnished brass having been fired in a furnace, and his voice as a sound of many waters. And having in his right hand seven stars, and a sharp, two-edged sword proceeding out of his mouth, and his face shining as the sun in all its power. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet, as dead. And he put his right hand on me, saying to me, Do not fear. I am the first, and the last, and the living one. And I became dead, and behold, I am living forever and ever, Amen. And I have the keys of the grave, and of death. Write what things you saw, and what things are about to occur after these things. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw on my right, and the seven golden menorahs. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven congregations, and the seven menorahs you saw are the seven congregations. Chapter 2. To the messenger of the congregation of Ephesus, write. These things says he who holds all things, and the seven stars in his right hand, he walking in the midst of the seven golden menorahs. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and that you cannot bear evil ones, and you tried those pretending to be apostles and are not, and found them to be liars. And you have patience and have borne burdens on account of my name and have not wearied. Nevertheless, I have something against you, because you left your first love. Then remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. And if not, I am coming to you quickly, and will remove your menorah from its place, unless you repent. But you have this, that you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. To the one overcoming, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life which is in the midst of the paradise of Elohim. And to the messenger of the congregation of Smyrna, write. These things says the first and the last, who became dead, and is alive. I know your works, and the affliction, and the poverty, but you are rich. And I know the evil speaking of those saying themselves to be Jews, and they are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not at all fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw you into prison, so that you may be tried, and you will have affliction 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. The one overcoming will not at all be hurt by the second death. And to the messenger of the congregation in Pergamos, write. These things says the one having the sharp, two-edged sword. I know your works, and where you dwell, where the throne of Satan is. And you uphold my name, and did not deny my faith, even in those days when that witness of mine appeared, my faithful witness, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, that you have there those holding the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to throw a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices, and to commit fornication. So you also have those holding the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent. But if not, I will come to you quickly, and I will make war with them by the sword of my mouth. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. To the one overcoming, I will give him to eat from the hidden manna. And I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name having been written, which no one knows except the one receiving it. And to the messenger of the congregation in Thyatira, write. These things says the Son of Elohim, the one having his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet like burnished brass. I know your works, and the love, and your service, and the faith, and your patience, and your works, and the last being more than the first. But I have a few things against you, that you allow the woman Jezebel to teach, she saying herself to be a prophetess, and to cause my servants to go astray, and to commit fornication, and to eat idol sacrifices. And I gave time to her that she might repent of her fornication. And she did not repent. Behold, I will cast her into a coffin, and those committing adultery with her into great affliction, unless they repent of their works. And I will kill her children with death, and all the congregations will know that I am the one searching the inner parts and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. But I say to you and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this teaching, and who did not know the deep things of Satan, as they say, I am not casting another burden on you, but what you have, hold until I shall come. And the one overcoming, and the one keeping my works until the end, I will give to him authority over the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron staff, like the vessels of the potter they shall be shattered, as I also have received from my Father. And I will give to him the morning star. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. Chapter 3. And to the messenger of the congregation in Sardis, write. These things says the one having the seven spirits of Elohim, and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have the name that you live, and are dead. Be watching, and establish the things which remain, which are about to die. For I have not found your works being fulfilled before Elohim. Then remember how you received and heard, and keep, and repent. If then, you do not watch, I will come upon you like a thief and you will not at all know what hour I come upon you. You also have a few names in Sardis which did not defile their robes, and they shall walk with me in white because they are worthy. The one overcoming, this one shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not at all blot his name out of the book of life, and I will acknowledge his name before my Father, and before his cherubs. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. And to the messenger of the congregation in Philadelphia, write. These things says the Holy One, the True One, the one having the key of David, the one opening, and no one shuts, and shuts, and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have given a door being opened before you, and no one is able to shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I give out of the synagogue of Satan those saying themselves to be Jews, and they are not, but they lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they shall know that I loved you. Because you kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you out of the hour of trial which is going to come upon all the world in order to try those dwelling on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold what you have that no one take your crown. The one overcoming, I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my Elohim, and he shall not go out any more. And I will write the name of my Elohim on him, and the name of the city of my Elohim, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my Elohim, and my new name. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. And to the messenger of the congregation of Laodicea, write. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the head of the creation of Elohim. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold, or hot. So, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I am about to vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich, and I am made rich, and I have need of nothing, and do not know that you are miserable and a wanderer and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold having been fired by fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and your shame and nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. I, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Be zealous, then, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter to him, and I will dine with him, and he with me. The one overcoming, I will give to him to sit with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father in his throne. The one who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. Chapter 4. After these things I saw, and behold, a door being opened in heaven. And I heard the first voice as a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you what needs to happen after these things. And immediately I became in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And the one sitting was in appearance like a jasper stone, and a sardonyx, and a rainbow was around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. And around the throne I saw 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, having been clothed in white garments. And they had golden crowns on their heads. And out of the throne come forth lightnings and thunders and voices. And seven lamps of fire are burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of Elohim, and a sea of glass was before the throne, like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. And the first living creature was like a lion, and the second living creature like a calf, and the third living creature having a face like a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle flying. And the four living creatures each one had six wings around, and within being full of eyes. And they had no rest day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Master Yahweh Almighty, who was, and is to come. And whenever the living creatures shall give glory and honor and thanks to the one sitting on the throne, to the one living forever, the 24 elders fall down before him sitting on the throne, and they will worship the one living to the ages of the ages, and will throw their crowns before the throne, saying, Master Elohim, you are worthy to receive the glory, and the honor, and the power, because you created all things, and through your will, they exist and were created. Chapter 5. And I saw on the right of the one sitting on the throne a scroll having been written within and on the back, having been sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong cherub proclaiming with a great voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll, and to loosen its seals? And no one in heaven was able to open the scroll nor to see it, neither on the earth, nor underneath the earth. And I wept much, because no one worthy was found to open and to read the scroll, nor to see it. And one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the lion being of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, conquered so as to open the scroll, and to loose its seven seals. And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, was a lamb standing, as having been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of Elohim, having been sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him sitting on the throne. And when he took the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having harps, and golden bowls full of incenses, which are the prayers of the sanctified ones. And they sing a new song, saying, Worthy are you to receive the scroll, and to open its seals, because you were slain. And by your blood, purchased them to Elohim out of every tribe, and tongue, and people, and nation. And made them kings and priests to our Elohim, and they shall reign on the earth. And I saw, and I heard a sound of many cherubs around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and their number was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a great voice, Worthy is the Lamb having been slain, to receive the power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven, and in the earth, and underneath the earth, and the things that are on the sea, and the things in all of them, I heard saying, to him sitting on the throne, and to the Lamb be the blessing and the honor and the glory and the might forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped the one living forever and ever. Chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals. And I heard one of the four living creatures, like a sound of thunder, saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And the one sitting on it had a bow. And a crown was given to him, and he went out overcoming, and that he might overcome. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, Come and see. And another horse went out, red. And it was given to the one sitting on it to take peace from the earth, and that they should slay one another. And a great sword was given to him. And when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a black horse, and the one sitting on it having a balance in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, A measure of wheat for a denarius, and three measures of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard a voice of the fourth living creature saying, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a pale green horse, and the name of the one sitting on it was Death, and Hades followed after him. And authority was given to them to kill over the fourth of the earth with sword, and with famine, and with death, and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those having been slain for the word of Yahweh, and for the witness which they had. And they cried with a great voice, saying, Until when, holy and true Master Yahweh, do you not judge and take vengeance for our blood, from those dwelling on the earth? And there was given to each one a white robe. And it was said to them that they should rest yet a little time, until might be fulfilled also the number of their fellow servants and their brethren, those being about to be killed, even as they. And I saw when he opened the sixth seal. And behold, a great earthquake occurred. And the sun became black as sackcloth made of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of the heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree being shaken by a great wind casts its unripe figs. And the heaven departed like a scroll being rolled up. And mountains and islands were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the rich ones, and the commanders, and the powerful ones, and every slave, and every freeman hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of the one sitting on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? Chapter 7. And after these things I saw four cherubs standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on every tree. And I saw another cherub coming up from the rising of the sun, having a seal of the living Elohim. And he cried with a great voice to the four cherubs to whom it was given to them to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, until we seal the servants of our Elohim on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those having been sealed. 144,000, having been sealed out of every tribe of the sons of Israel. Out of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 having been sealed. Out of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 having been sealed. After these things I saw, and behold, a great crowd which no one was able to number them, out of every nation, even tribes, and peoples and tongues, standing in front of the throne, and before the Lamb, having been clothed with white robes, and in their hands palm branches. And they cry with a great voice, saying, Salvation to our Elohim sitting on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the cherubs and of the elders and of the four living creatures stood around the throne. and they fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped Yahweh, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our Elohim forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, These, the ones having been clothed in the white robes, who are they, and from where did they come? And I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are those coming out of the great affliction, and they washed their robes and whitened them in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this they are before the throne of Elohim, and serve him day and night in his sanctuary. And he sitting on the throne will tabernacle over them. And they will not hunger still, nor will they thirst still, nor at all shall fall on them the sun, nor any kind of heat. Because the Lamb in the midst of the throne will shepherd them, and will lead them on springs of living waters, and Yahweh will wipe off every tear from their eyes. Chapter 8. And when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. And I saw the seven cherubs who stood before Elohim, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another cherub came and stood on the altar, having a golden censer. And many types of incense were given to him that he should give them with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the hand of the cherub before Elohim. And the cherub took the censer, and filled it from the fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth, and sounds and thunders and lightnings and earthquakes occurred. And the seven cherubs having the seven trumpets prepared themselves, that they might trumpet. And the first cherub trumpeted. And hail and fire mixed with blood occurred. And it was cast onto the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned down, and all green grass was burned down. And the second cherub trumpeted. And as a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures having souls died in the sea, and the third part of the ships was destroyed. And the third cherub trumpeted. And a great burning star, like a lamp, fell out of the heaven. And it fell onto the third part of the rivers, and onto the springs of waters. And the name of the star is said to be Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became changed into wormwood. And many men died from the waters, because they were bitter. And the fourth cherub trumpeted. And the third part of the sun, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, was struck, that the third part of them might be darkened, and the third part of the day might not appear, and in the same way the night. And I saw and heard an eagle, which flew in the midst of heaven, and it had a tail red as blood, while it said, with a loud voice, Woe, woe, to them who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining sounds of the trumpets of the three angels, who are to sound. Chapter 9. And the fifth cherub trumpeted. And I saw a star out of the heaven falling onto the earth. And the key to the pit of the abyss was given to it. And he opened the pit of the abyss. And smoke went up out of the pit, like smoke of a great furnace. And the sun was darkened, and the air, by the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke locusts came forth to the earth. And authority was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have authority. And it was said to them that they should not harm the grass of the earth, nor every green thing, nor every tree, except only the men who do not have the seal of Yahweh on their foreheads. And it was given to them that they should not kill them, but that they be tormented 5 months. And their torment is as the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days men will seek death, and they will not find it. And they will long to die, yet death will flee from them. And the likenesses of the locusts were like horses having been prepared for war, and they had crowns on their heads like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. And their hair was like the hair of women, and their teeth were like those of lions. And they had breastplates like iron breastplates, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running to war. And they have tails like scorpions, and their stings were in their tails, and their authority is to harm men 5 months. And they have a king over them, the messenger of the abyss. In Hebrew his name was Abaddon, and in Aramaic he has the name Breaker. The first woe has passed, behold, after these things come two more woes. And the sixth cherub trumpeted. And I heard one voice out of the four horns of the golden altar before Elohim, saying to the sixth cherub who had the trumpet, release the four cherubs, those having been bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four cherubs were released, those having been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, that they should kill the third part of men. And the number of the armies of the cavalry was 200 million, and I heard their number. And so I saw in the vision the horses, and those sitting on them, having fire-colored breastplates, even like dusky red and brimstone, and the heads of the horses as heads of lions, and out of their mouths come fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three were killed the third part of men, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone coming out of their mouths. For their authority is in their mouth, and in their tails, for their tails are like snakes, having heads, and they do harm with them. And the rest of men, those not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they will not worship demons, and golden idols, and silver, and copper, and stone, and wooden idols, which neither are able to see, nor to hear, nor to walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their witchcraft, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Chapter 10. And I saw another strong cherub coming down out of the heaven, having been clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow of the cloud was on his head, and his face was as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little scroll having been opened. And he placed his right foot on the sea, and the left on the land, and cried with a great voice, as a lion roars. And when he cried, the seven thunders spoke their sounds. And when the seven thunders spoke their sounds, I was about to write. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying to me, seal what things the seven thunders spoke, and do not write these things. And the cherub whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be no longer reckoning of time. But in the days of the voice of the seventh cherub, whenever he is about to trumpet, was even ended the mystery of Elohim, as he has proclaimed to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard out of the heaven was again speaking to me, and saying, go, take the little scroll having been opened in the hand of the cherub standing on the sea and on the land. And I went away toward the cherub, saying to him, give the little scroll to me. And he said to me, take and eat it up, and it will make your belly bitter, but it will be sweet as honey in your mouth. And I took the little scroll out of the cherub's hand, and ate it. And it was sweet like honey in my mouth, and when I ate it, my belly was made bitter. And he said to me, you must again prophesy before peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Chapter 11. And a reed like a staff was given to me, and the cherub stood, saying, rise and anoint the sanctuary of Yahweh and the altar, and those worshipping in it. And leave out the court outside of the sanctuary, and do not anoint it. For it has been given to the nations, and they will trample the holy city 42 months. And I will give to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, dressed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks, standing before the Elohim of all the earth. And if anyone desires to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone desires to harm them, he must in this manner be killed. These have the authority to shut up the heaven, that no rain may rain in the days of their prophecy. And they have authority over the waters, to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they desire. And when they complete their witness, the beast coming up out of the abyss will make war with them, and will overcome them, and will kill them. And their bodies will be on the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom, and Egypt, where our Master was crucified. And some from the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations will see their dead bodies for 3.5 times, and they do not allow their dead bodies to be put in tombs. And those living on the earth will rejoice over them, and will make merry. And they will send one another gifts, because these two prophets tormented those living on the earth. And after 3.5 times, the spirit of life from Elohim entered into them, and they stood on their feet. And great fear fell on the ones beholding them. And they heard a great voice out of heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up into the heaven in the cloud. And their enemies saw them. And in that hour a great earthquake occurred, and the 10th part of the city fell. And there were killed in the earthquake 7,000 names of men. And the rest became terrified, and gave glory to the Elohim of heaven. the second woe passed. And, behold, the third woe is coming quickly. And the seventh cherub trumpeted. And there were great rumblings of thunder, saying, The kingdoms of this world have become our Elohim's, even of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders sitting before Elohim on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped Yahweh, saying, We thank you, Yahweh Elohim Almighty, the one who is, and who was, and who is coming, because you took your great power and reigned. And the nations were full of wrath, and your wrath came, and the time of the judging of the dead, and to give the reward to your servants, to the prophets, and to the saints, and to the ones giving reverence to your name, to the small and to the great, and to destroy those destroying the earth. And the sanctuary of Yahweh in heaven was opened, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his sanctuary, and lightnings, and voices, and thunders, and an earthquake, and a great hailstorm occurred. Chapter 12. And a great sign was seen in the heavens, a woman having been clothed with the sun, and the moon was underneath her feet. And on her head a crown of 12 stars, and having a babe in her womb. She cried, being in labor, and having birth pains to deliver. And another sign was seen in the heavens. And, behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his heads were 7 crowns, and his tail drew the 3rd part of the stars of the heaven, and he throws them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman being about to bear, so that when she bears he might devour her child. And she brought forth a male child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to Elohim and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place, it having been prepared from Elohim, that there they might nourish her 1260 days. And war occurred in heaven, Michael and his cherubs making war against the dragon. And the dragon and his cherubs made war, but they did not have strength, nor yet was place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent being called the devil, and, Satan, he deceiving the whole inhabitable world was cast out onto the earth, and his messengers were cast out with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven, which said, Now is come the salvation, and the power and the kingdom of our Elohim, and the dominion of his Messiah, because the accuser of our brethren is cast out, the one who accuses them day and night before our Elohim. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their soul even until death. Because of this, be glad, the heavens and those dwelling in them. Woe to the ones dwelling on the earth, and in the sea, because the devil came down to you having great anger, knowing that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out onto the earth, he pursued the woman who bore the male child. And 2 wings of a great eagle were given to the woman, that she might fly into the wilderness, to her place, where she is nourished there for a time, and times, and half a time, away from the serpent's face. And the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a river after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried off by the river. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river which the dragon threw out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged over the woman, and went away to make war with the rest of her seed, those keeping the commandments of Yahweh, and having the testimony of Yahshua Messiah. Chapter 13. And I stood on the sand of the sea. And I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on its heads names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and its feet were like the feet of a bear, and its mouth was as a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave its power to it, and its throne, and great authority. And I saw one of its heads, as having been slain to death, and its deadly wound was healed. And all the earth wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast, who is able to make war with it? And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies was given to it. And authority was given to it to act 42 months. And it opened its mouth in blasphemy toward Yahweh, to blaspheme his name and his dwelling place, and those dwelling in heaven. And it was given to it to war with the saints, and to overcome them. And authority was given to it over every tribe and kindred and tongue and nation. And all those dwelling in the earth will worship him, those of whom the names had not been written in the book of life of the Lamb having been slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone gathers captivity, into captivity he goes. If anyone will kill by a sword he must be killed. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And it had two horns like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon. And it executes all the authority of the first beast before it. And it causes that the earth and those dwelling in it should worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he performed great signs, even so as to make fire come down from heaven upon the earth, before men. And he deceives those dwelling on the earth, because of the signs which were given to it to do before the beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the beast who has the wound of the sword, and lived. And was given to it to put life into the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak, and might cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the freemen and the slaves, it causes that they give to them all a mark on their right hand, or on their foreheads. Even that not any could buy or sell, except the one having the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of its name. Here is wisdom, let him who has understanding compute the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man and its number is 666. Chapter 14. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. And with him were 144,000s, with the name of his Father having been written in their foreheads. And I heard a sound out of heaven, as a sound of many waters, and as a sound of great thunder. Also I heard a sound of harpers harping on their harps. And they sing as a new song before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to learn the song except the 144,000s, those having been redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who had not become defiled, for they are pure. These are the ones following the Lamb wherever he may go. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits to Yahweh and to the Lamb. And no decoy was found in their mouth, for they are unmarked before the throne of Yahweh. And I saw another cherub flying in mid-heaven, and with blood having the everlasting good news to proclaim to those dwelling on the earth, even to every nation and tribe and language and people, saying in a great voice, Fear Elohim, and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come. Also, worship him who has made the heaven, and the earth, and the sea, and the springs of waters. And another cherub followed, saying, The great city, Babylon, has fallen because of the wine of the anger of her fornication she made all nations to drink. And a third cherub followed them, saying in a great voice, If anyone worships the beast and its image, and receives a mark on his forehead, or in his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the anger of Yahweh having been mixed undiluted in the cup of his wrath. And he will be tormented by fire and brimstone before the holy cherubs and before the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever. And those worshipping the beast and its image have no rest night and day, even if anyone receives the mark of its name. Here is the patience of the sanctified ones, here are the ones keeping the commandments of Yahweh, and the faith of Yahshua. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying to me, Write. Blessed are the dead, the ones departing in the Master from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they shall rest from their labors, and their works follow with them. And I saw, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud one sitting like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another cherub went forth out of the sanctuary, crying in a great voice to the one sitting on the cloud, Send your sickle and reap, because your hour to reap came, because the harvest of the earth was dried. And the one sitting on the cloud thrust his sickle onto the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another cherub went forth out of the sanctuary in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another cherub went forth from the altar having authority over the fire. And he spoke with a great cry to the one having the sharp sickle, saying, Send your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because its grapes are ripened. And the cherub thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, and threw into the winepress of the great anger of Yahweh. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood went out of the winepress as far as the bridles of the horses, from 1,600 furlongs. Chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven cherubs having the last seven plagues, because the anger of Yahweh was completed in them. And I saw, as a sea of glass having been mixed with fire. And the ones overcoming the beast, and its image, and its mark, of the number of its name, were standing on the glassy sea, having harps of Elohim. And they sing the song of Moses the servant of Elohim, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Yahweh Elohim Almighty, righteous and true are your ways, King of the saints. Who will not fear you, O Yahweh, and glorify your name? For you only are holy. For all the nations will come and will worship before you, because your righteousness has been revealed. And after these things I saw, and behold, the sanctuary of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven cherubs having the seven plagues came forth out of the sanctuary, having been clothed in clean and bright linen, and golden bands having been girded around the breasts. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven cherubs seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of Yahweh who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with the smoke of the glory of Elohim, and with his power. And no one was able to enter into the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven cherubs should be completed. Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the sanctuary saying to the seven cherubs, Go and pour out the bowls of the anger of Yahweh onto the earth. And the first went away and poured out his bowl onto the earth. And it came to be a wicked and painful sore unto the men, the ones having the mark of the beast, and the ones worshipping its image. And the second cherub poured out his bowl onto the sea. And it became blood, as of a dead one, and every soul of life died in the sea. And the third cherub poured out his bowl onto the rivers, and onto the springs of the waters, and it became blood. And I heard the cherub of the waters saying, You are righteous, O Holy One who is, and who was, and who will be, because you judged these things. Since they poured out the blood of the saints and of the prophets, and you gave blood to them to drink, for they were deserving. And I heard another out of the altar saying, Yes, Yahweh Elohim Almighty, your judgments are true and righteous. And the fourth cherub poured out his bowl onto the sun. And it was given to him to burn men with fire. And men were burned with great heat. And they blasphemed the name of Yahweh, the one having authority over these plagues, and they did not repent to give him glory. And the fifth cherub poured out his bowl onto the throne of the beast. And its kingdom became darkened, and they gnawed their tongues from the pain. And they blasphemed the name of the Elohim of heaven, from their pains and from their sores. And they did not repent of their works. And the sixth cherub poured out his bowl onto the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons doing signs, which go forth to the kings of the earth, even of the whole inhabitable world, to assemble them to the war of that day, the great day of El Shaddai. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is the one watching and keeping his garments, that he does not walk naked, and they may see his shame. And he assembled them in the place having been called in Hebrew, Harmagedo. And the seventh cherub poured out his bowl into the air, and a great voice came from the throne from the sanctuary of heaven, saying, It has happened. And voices and thunders and lightnings occurred. And a great earthquake occurred, such as did not occur since man came into being on the earth, such a huge earthquake, so great. And the great city came to be into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And Babylon the great was remembered before Yahweh, to give to her the cup of the wine of the anger of his wrath. And every island fled away, and mountains were not found. And a great hail, as the size of a talent, came down out of the heaven upon men. And men blasphemed Elohim from the plague of the hail, because its plague is exceedingly great. Chapter 17. And one of the seven cherubs having the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot sitting on the many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the ones inhabiting the earth became drunk from the wine of her fornication. And he carried me away into a desert, by the Spirit. And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, filled with names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, and being gilded with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominations and unclean things of her fornication. And on her forehead was a name having been written: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman being drunk from the blood of the saints, and from the blood of the martyrs of Yahshua. And I marveled, seeing her, with a great marveling. And the cherub said to me, Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast supporting her, the one having the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast which you saw was, and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss, and goes to be destroyed. And those dwelling on the earth will marvel, the ones whose names have not been written on the book of life from the foundation of the world, seeing the beast, that it was a thing, and is not, yet now is. Here is the mind having wisdom, the seven heads are seven mountains, where the woman sits on them. And the kings are seven. The five fell, and the one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he does come, he must remain a little. And the beast which was, and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into perdition. And the ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but will receive authority as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and their power and authority they shall give up to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is master of masters and king of kings, and the ones with him are the called and chosen and faithful ones. And he says to me, The waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples and crowds and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, and will make her desolated and naked. And they will eat her flesh, and will burn her down with fire. For Elohim gave into their hearts to do his mind, and to act in one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of Elohim shall be fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city, having dominion over the kings of the earth. Chapter 18. And after these things I saw another cherub coming down out of heaven having great authority, and the earth was lighted up from his glory. And he cried in a strong, great voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen. It has fallen, and it has become a dwelling place of those possessed by demons, and a home of every foul spirit, and a home of every unclean bird, even the home of every unclean and hateful beast. Because of the wine of the anger of her fornication which all the nations have drunk, even the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich from the power of her trade. And I heard another voice out of heaven saying, Leave the land of her, my people, that you may not share in her sins, and that you may not receive of her plagues. Because her sins joined together, even reach up to heaven, and Yahweh remembered her unjust deeds. Give back to her as also she gave back to you, and double to her double, according to her works. In the cup which she mixed, mix to her double. By what things she glorified herself and luxuriated, by so much give back to her torment and mourning. Because she says in her heart, I sit as a queen, and I am not a widow, and I shall not see sorrow. Because of this, in one day her plagues shall come, death, and mourning, and famine, and she will be consumed with fire, for Yahweh Elohim judging her is strong. And the kings of the earth will weep for her, and will wail over her, those having fornicated and having luxuriated with her, when they see the smoke of her burning. Standing from afar because of the fear of her torment, saying, Woe! Woe to the great city, Babylon, the strong city! For in 1 hour your judgment came. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, because no one buys their merchandise any more. Never again will there be trading of merchandise of gold, and silver, and of precious stone, and of pearls, and of fine linen, and of purple, and of silk, and of scarlet, and all aromatic wood, and every ivory vessel, and every vessel of very precious wood, and of copper, and of iron, and of marble, and cinnamon, and perfumes, and ointment, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and of bodies and souls of men. And the ripe fruits that your soul lusted after have went away from you, and all things delicious and splendid have perished from you, and you shall obtain them no more at all. The merchants of these things, the ones being enriched from her, will stand from afar because of the fear of her torment, weeping and mourning, and saying, Woe! Woe to the great city having been clothed in linen and purple and scarlet, and having been gilded with gold and precious stone, and pearls. for in 1 hour such great wealth was desolated. And every ship pilot and all company on the ships, and sailors, and as many as worked the sea, stood from afar, and cried out, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, What other is like the great city? And they threw dust on their heads, and cried out, weeping and mourning, saying, Woe! Woe to the great city, by which all those having ships in the sea were rich, from her costliness, because in 1 hour she was ruined. Rejoice over her, heaven and you cherubs, and the holy apostles, and the prophets, because Yahweh has judged your cause with her. And a cherub took up a stone like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, So shall Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence, and shall no more be found. And the sound of harpers, and of musicians, and flutists, and of trumpeters will not still be heard in you, never. And every craftsman of every craft will not still be found in you, never. And the sound of a mill will not still be heard in you, never. And the light of a lamp will not still shine in you, never. And the voice of the bridegroom and bride will not be heard in you, never. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, for by your sorceries all the nations were deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all the ones having been slain on the earth. Chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of a large multitude in heaven, saying, Hallelujah! The salvation and the glory and the honor and the power of Yahweh our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he judged the great harlot who defiled the earth with her fornication. And he avenged the blood of his slaves out of her hand. And a second time they said, Hallelujah! Also, her smoke goes up forever and ever. And the 24 elders, and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped Yahweh sitting on the throne, saying, Amen! Hallelujah! And a voice came out from the throne, saying, Praise our Elohim, all his servants, and the ones fearing him, the small and the great. And I heard as a sound of a numerous crowd, and as a sound of many waters, and as a sound of strong thunders, saying, Hallelujah! Because Yahweh, Elohim, Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and let us exult, and we will give glory to him, because the marriage of the Lamb came, and his wife prepared herself. And it was given to her that she be clothed in fine linen, pure and bright, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are the ones having been called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These words of Yahweh are true. And I fell before his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Behold! Stop! I am a fellow slave of yours, and of your brothers, having the testimony of Yahshua. Worship Elohim! For the testimony of Yahshua is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven being opened. And, behold, a white horse, and he sitting on it having been called faithful and true. And he judges and makes war in righteousness. And his eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns with many titles written on it, and one of the titles that had been written, no man knew but he himself. And having been clothed in a garment which had been dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of Yahweh. And the armies in heaven followed him on white horses, being dressed in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth goes forth a sharp sword, that with it he might smite the nations. And he will shepherd them with an iron rod. And he treads the winepress of the wine of the anger and of the wrath of Yahweh Almighty. And he has on his garment and on his thigh a name having been written, King of Kings and Master of Masters. And I saw one cherub standing in the sun. And he cried with a great voice, saying to all the birds flying in mid-heaven, Come and gather together to the supper of the great Elohim. That you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of strong ones, and the flesh of horses, and of the one sitting on them, and the flesh of all, both freemen and slaves, even of the small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies being assembled to make war with the one sitting on the horse, and with his army. And the beast was seized, and with this one the false prophet doing signs before it, by which he led astray those having received the mark of the beast, and those worshipping its image. The 2 were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword of the one sitting on the horse, the sword having gone forth from his mouth. and all the birds were filled from their flesh. Chapter 20. And I saw a cherub coming down out of heaven, having the key of the abyss, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent who is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And threw him into the abyss, and shut him up, and put a seal over him, that he should not still lead astray the nations, until 1,000 years are fulfilled. And after these things, he must be set loose a little time. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them. And judgment was given to them, and the souls of the ones having been beheaded because of the witness of Yahshua, and because of the word of Yahweh, and who had not worshipped the beast nor its image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one having part in the first resurrection. The second death has no authority over these, but they will be priests of Yahweh and of his Messiah, and will reign with him 1,000 years. And whenever 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be set loose out of his prison, and he will go to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth. Gog and Magog, to assemble them to war, whose number is as the sand of the sea. And they went up over the breadth of the land and encircled the camp of the saints, and the beloved city. And fire from Yahweh came down out of heaven and consumed them. And the devil leading them astray was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet were. And they were tormented day and night for ages to ages. And I saw a great white throne, and the one sitting on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled, and a place was not found for them. And I saw the dead, the small and the great, standing before Yahweh. And books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead in it. And death and the grave gave up the dead in them. And they were each judged according to their works. And death and the grave were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And if anyone was not found having been written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea no longer is. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Elohim, having been prepared as a bride, having been adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men. And he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his people, and Yahweh himself will be with them as their Elohim. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And death shall be no longer, nor mourning, nor wailing, nor will there be pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And the one sitting on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says to me, Write, because these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the ending. To the one thirsting, I will freely give of the fountain of the water of life. The one overcoming will inherit all things, and I will be Elohim to him, and he will be the son to me. But for the cowardly and unbelieving, and those having become sinful, and to murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and to all liars, their part will be in the lake burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And one of the seven cherubs came to me, he having the seven bowls being filled with the seven last plagues, and spoke with me, saying, Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, holy Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Yahweh, having the glory of Yahweh. And its light was like a very precious stone, as a jasper stone, being clear as crystal. And having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and 12 cherubs at the gates, and names having been inscribed, which are of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. From the east, 3 gates, from the north, 3 gates, from the south, 3 gates, and from the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Son. And he speaking with me had a golden reed, that he may measure the city, and its gates, and its wall. And the city lies four-cornered, even its length as much as the width also. And he measured the city with the reed at 12,000 furlongs, its length and width and height are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, a measure of a man, which is of a cherub. And the structure of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. And the foundation of the wall of the city having been adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation, jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprasus, the 11th, hyacinth, the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, respectively each one of the gates was of 1 pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as transparent glass. And I saw no sanctuary in it, for the Master, Yahweh Almighty is its sanctuary, and the Lamb. And the city had no need of the sun, nor of the moon, that they might shine in it, for the glory of Yahweh illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations of the one saved will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates may not at all be shut by day, for no night will be there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And there shall not enter it anything that defiles, or he who practices abominations and lies, but only the ones having been written in the book of life of the Lamb. Chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, bright as crystal, coming forth out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. In the midst of its street and of the city, on this side and that side of the river, was a tree of life producing 12 fruits, according to 1 month each yielding its fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for healing of the nations. And there will be no blight any more, and the throne of Yahweh and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will minister to him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will not be there, and they have no need of a lamp or a light of the sun, because Yahweh Elohim will give them light. And they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are faithful and true." And Yahweh Elohim of the holy prophets sent his cherub to show his slaves what must happen quickly. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is the one keeping the words of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, was the one seeing and hearing these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the cherub showing me these things. And he said to me, "Behold, stop. For I am your fellow slave, and of your brothers the prophets, and of the ones keeping the words of this book. Worship Yahweh." And he said to me, "Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is at hand. The one acting unjustly will continue to act unjustly. And he who is filthy will continue to be filthy. And to the righteous, let him continue to do righteousness. And he who is holy, let him continue to be holy. And behold, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me, to give to each according to his work. I am the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Blessed are the ones doing his commandments, that their authority will be over the tree of life, and that they may enter by the gates into the city. But the ones not there are the dogs and the sorcerers, and the fornicators, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone loving a lie, and doing falsehood. I, Yahshua, sent my cherub to testify these things to you over the congregations. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And the one hearing let him say, 'Come.' And the one thirsting, let him come, and the one desiring, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify together with everyone hearing the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, Yahweh will add upon him the plagues having been written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh will take away his part from the book of life, and out of the holy city, and of the things having been written in this book." The one testifying these things says, "Yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Yes, come, Yahshua Yahweh. The grace of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with all of you. Amen."